Healing art is the focus of a new exhibit by acclaimed New Orleans painter Richard Thomas. More than 50 works in the exhibit, The Power of Art as Healing, on view at the New Orleans African American Museum, explores and celebrates cultural cornerstones in the post-Katrina journey of the artist.
If there's such a thing as a shaman or a healer, so to speak, it was usually the artist that have their finger on the pulse of the people, knowing what they need, you know, knowing what will bring about healing for whatever it is. And I think that artists sometimes can offer comfort. My paintings hopefully help people to accept what has happened to us and helps us to move on, to move past it.
Richard Thomas is well known for what he calls his signature visual jazz. Murals, paintings, prints, and posters, figurative works of jazz musicians. For many, the mention of his name immediately brings to mind the now iconic 20th anniversary Jazz Fest poster of Fats Domino.
This year we sold my last artist proof for about $7,000. So I think that beats everything. So, you know, you take a poster that was signed by Fats. It was first time a recognizable personality was the subject of a Jazz Fest poster. And it just happened to be probably the most favorite son of New Orleans. I could never figure out if my art was good enough or if it was just people just love Fats.
Thomas, who hunkered down with his family in New Orleans during Hurricane Katrina, evacuated after the storm and landed down the bayou in the backyard of the King of Swamp Blues. Little did he know how that journey would affect his art.
I started painting a little different than what most people remember about me. The works featured mostly landscapes and seascapes and housing and, you know, skies and symbolic things that represents what we've all endured because of the storm. It's about the people. It's about the resiliency of how we persevered through that time in our lives. And so I'm brought from New Orleans to Tahoma or to La Rose or the places that I traveled along the bayou. And I got to learn some new things about people, or beautiful people, you know, the Cajun folk that I found there. They just had such a wonderful welcome mat. And the family that I was living with that took my family and just happened to have a son who was the manager for Tab Bimbo, who does the Voice of the Wetland festivals every year. They didn't know I was Richard Thomas, the artist, you know, that painted musicians in New Orleans. And I ended up getting a chance to do the first poster for the Voice in the Wetlands Festival. And so some of those works that are on display are works that were done during that time.
Thomas is in a strong creative period with a massive collection of acrylics on canvas, giclées, prints, drawings, and silkscreen works. Other highlights include,
you know, for the Jazz and Heritage Festival, I was fortunate enough to be asked to do the Congo Square poster as the healing poster right after Katrina, which was the 2006 poster that featured Big Chief Monk Boudreau. Also, there was a couple of pieces I did on Tule Montana, incredible things he did with feathers and beading, you know, to explore those things as art. And then as an artist, to be able to sort of replicate that in a painting was the challenge. Also have some other pieces that deal with some of the political happenings in the world, playing with those ideas of democracy being spread, you know, worldwide. And then there's some other pieces that explore how I felt about not being home in my home, New Orleans, almost feeling not wanted anymore as an African-American. Some of the attitudes of the day was to keep Black folks from coming back home. I don't understand that. So, you know, as an artist, I try to make sense of things and present them in my work. Maybe we look at it in a different way so that we don't repeat some of the silliness of our past.
The Power of Art as Healing, an exhibit featuring the art of Richard Thomas, is on view at the African American Museum of Art, 1418 Governor Nichols Street, in historic Treme through September 29th. Inside the Arts for 89.9 WWNO, I'm Diane Mack.
The earth can shake, the sky come down, the mountains all fall to the ground. But I will fear none of these things. Shelter me, Lord.